boy compares two very different snacks inside hot dog buns, which symbolise the extremes of New York. That's the essay tomorrow night at 10:45. This week's essay is a Corporation for Independent Media production for BBC Radio 3, and a good many past editions of the essay are now available to listen to or to download. Just go to the Radio 3 website.
One of the most interesting things I've observed is this battle between man and machine.
BBC Radio 4 examines how stock exchanges have evolved.
In the peak 1 second of trading today is equivalent to the amount of information we had just 10 years ago over the entire day.
Increasingly, computers, not people, buy and sell shares.
These algorithms are having a powerful influence on your savings, what's in your pension fund. And what may disturb you is that it's like a Terminator movie with competing algorithms clashing with each other.
A Dark Magic with Robert Peston on BBC Radio 4 next Monday morning at 9.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and now we join Nick Luscombe for Lake Junction.
Yeah, many thanks, Jonathan. And coming up tonight, music from mid-60s Brazil. We've got some early 80s electronica, some modern-day jazz from South Africa, plus another exclusive recording from World Roots in Azerbaijan. And we start with a very nice slice of steel pan funk from Earl Rodney.
Here comes the steel pan man with a pan in hand to blow your mind.
Get on your feet, jump, jump, move to the beat, jump, jump. After a while, jump, jump, you'll feel it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome once again to Late Junction with Meenik Luscombe. And yes, we've got the usual mixed bag of music and sounds from all manner of places and spaces. Plus, of course, we're live, so your tweets are always welcome at BBC Radio 3 hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And we started the show with music that arrived along with countless other CD and vinyl gems from EM Records in Japan. And I'll be digging into the music from that box from EM during my shows over the next couple of weeks. Starting with that brilliant Afro-funk steel pan track from Trinidad, Earl Rodney, widely considered to be the country's best steel pan player. The album's called Friends and Countrymen. It was recorded in New York in 1973, released the same year, and then reissued 35 years later by EM Records. And the track you heard was Juk Juk. And in the background, new music now from Seattle's Gem Drops record label, from a latest compilation, Gem Drops 3. This is City Mouth, featuring Bone Rock and How to Hood Right.
Thank you.
That's Ryuichi Sakamoto with the ending theme of Seven Samurai, recorded with his trio featuring Jacques Morellenbaum on cello and Judy Kang on violin. And the album was recorded in Portugal following last year's European tour. It's called Three and features new compositions and more familiar tracks. And Sakamoto performed with Alva Noto at Yoko Ono's Meltdown Festival a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed him just before the show, and talking with him made me realise just how hard he continues to work with another new album coming out this year, this time with Taylor Dupre. And I've got a track from that on Late Junction next week. And coming up on tonight's show, I'll be playing more music that I discovered on my recent trip to South Africa, including the next brilliant cover version of a Bjork song. And it's also the chance for you to tell us which Bjork original you'd like us to play at the end of the programme this evening by email or Twitter. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk or at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Yeah, let us know which Bjork track you'd like us to play and we'll play the most popular one. And while you contemplate that, this is Kessie Van and the Lights with I've Seen It All. from a unique album that I just keep coming back to from Lloyd Miller, the American ethnomusicologist and jazz maestro with a passion for Persian music, recorded in the 1960s from the album A Lifetime in Oriental Jazz, that was Sure Thing. And before that, Kesiban and the Lights from Johannesburg, very much part of the modern South African music scene, but with their roots very deep in the innovative protest jazz movement of the apartheid era. And yeah, don't forget, feel free to help out with our work here on the show tonight by telling us which Bjork track you'd like to hear. And we'll play the most popular choice at the end. Tweets in so far, and quite a lot actually. So Ashley suggests Someone in Love from Debut. Miranda, All is Full of Love. Anne suggests Hyper Ballads. But it looks like Venus as a Boy is the choice so far. But we've got another hour of the show. We're live, like I said. So keep those tweets coming in and email as well. And next up, music from Laura J. Martin, one of the UK's most exciting and dynamic new singer-songwriter and performers. Here's a track she wrote for Musicity. It's called The White Ticket, and it takes inspiration from various film composers from around the globe. And it's glued together with percussion reflective of the glass-fronted brutalist architecture of London's BFI, to which this track is dedicated. Thank you.
Olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. Olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. Olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. Olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. Ela vem, vem trazendo uma dor, e essa dor, e a tristeza, e a saudade do amor. Olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. Essa onda que quebrando vem. Mas olha que balanço tem, essa onda que quebrando vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. De proa, popa, olha, olha que ela vai e vem. Ela vem, vem trazendo uma dor, e essa dor, e a tristeza, e a saudade do amor. Olha que balanço tem.
That's music originally released in 1965 from the May Blanco album from Neda Fraga and recently reissued as part of Nicola Conte's Via Gem 5 collection on the Mighty Fire Out Recordings. That's Onda Quebrando. And before that, from the Psy Guitar album by UK-based composer-guitarist John Ellis, who's worked with the likes of Peter Gabriel, The Stranglers and Peter Hamill over the years, that track Echoplexing. And yeah, Bjork raising, getting a few emails in, which is wonderful. Email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. This one from Tom in Stockport, listening on headphones for the first time, recommending the experience, and also suggests for Bjork Hard to Be Isabel from Post. Great suggestion, and yeah, keep them coming in if you can. We're here till 12:30 on Late Junction tonight, and we'll be playing the favourite at the very end of the show. And I was doing a little digging through some unloved corners of my vinyl collection recently when I rediscovered this 12-inch single from a band that I was really into back in the 80s, thanks to a radio show by a certain Mr. John Peel. This is Jane Casey and Ambrose Reynolds together as Pink Industry with 47. Thank you.
girls might see me in court like that cat. Knowing in the cell and I'm wailing, screaming my calls. No need to post bail, call boss freedom in the light. Being caught outside, strike a nail on the head with me. No need to post bail, call boss freedom in the light. Being caught outside, strike a nail on the head with me.
Excellent stuff from Denmark, When Saints Go Machine, featuring the extraordinary falsetto vocals of Nicolaj Manuel von Zild. Infinity Killer, taken from the latest album on K7 called Infinity Pool. And before that, Austrian electronic performer Suzanne Brockesch from her 2003 album called So Easy, Hard to Practice. It's a real lush and timeless record, definitely worth exploring. And it's Nick Luscombe with you here on Late Junction. Thanks for your tweets about your favourite Bjork track that we're going to end the show with today. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Also email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A nice one in from Loz, who says, declare independence, although it could be a little bit hyper for this time of night. But let's try it. Let's see if that one wins. We'll play it. Next up, music from Baku in Azerbaijan, performed by Rahman Mamadi on guitar, Sadiq Guliyev on accordion, Tayyub Aliyev on keys, and Namig Alamdiyev on Nagra. This is a track called Garabag Shiketesi. That's another of this week's feature recordings by the World Roots team, especially for Lake Junction, made at Rahman Mamadli's country house on the Absheron Peninsula near Baku back in May, on the 27th of May, 2013. And one more track on tomorrow's Lake Junction. And two more songs now from South Africa, starting off with a piece of music named after a military march, dance and song style that has a fascinating history as a musical weapon against injustice. From Closet Snare, considered a bit of a supergroup, with some of South Africa's finest players, including Mark Buchanan on guitar, drummer Kessie van Naidu, who we played a little bit earlier on actually, and trumpet and flugelhorn player Lee Thompson, performing live at the Armchair Theatre. This is Toyi Toyi. Thank you.
think about other people and the places that they sleep at night. I will struggle through complex anxieties or life without a mission. Don't we all want to hold our heads up, have pride when we walk the streets? But in these cold, cold, concrete days, there are division, contradictions. Oh, oh, what is freedom if there's no freedom for everyone? Oh, 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 what is freedom if there's no freedom for all of us? Freedom for the fisherman, freedom for the farmer boy, freedom for everyone. Freedom for the woman, freedom in the home, freedom for everyone. Justice entails with joyful endings, and no one could ever struggle, oh, until their life is over. But I had to go and change my mind and see the truth before me. It's everyone for themselves. Is that the way that we condition? Oh, oh, what is freedom if there's no freedom for everyone? Oh, oh, what is freedom if there's no freedom for all of us? Freedom for the fisherman, freedom for the farmer boy, freedom for everyone. Freedom for the woman, freedom in the home, freedom for everyone.
That's Freedom from Everyone, taken from Umlilo, the beautiful album from Bongoziwe Mabandla, who was born in a small town called Solo outside Umtata in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. And two pieces of music now created for TV and film, starting off with Australian composer, record producer and musician Sven Liebeck, who was born in Norway in 1938, trained as both a pianist and an actor, and is a graduate at the Juilliard School in New York. He went on to produce over 200 singles and albums. He released more than 30 solo albums and orchestrated more than 300 popular songs for American radio stations. And even worked with artists including Lionel Richie and Neil Diamond. He also worked for Hanna-Barbera, composing the scores for several animated TV specials. And this track was written as part of the score to Nature Walkabout. It's called Desert.
Thank you. Absorb the inner secrets of the ages, firm and crystallize. Time and tides of new dimensions flow together, and in their mystic merging, sages seek, touch, open, receive. Immerse within your heart of hearts the ever-flowing fountain of yours and my awakening.
Well, five tracks covering a variety of musical and sonic angles, as we like to do here on Lake Junction. You just heard the Westminster Cathedral Choir performing Agnus Dei from Bizetti's Requiem Mass, which was composed in 1922. And before that, a little spoken word piece from the recently reissued Black Jazz 1972 album titled Hear, Sense and Feel from the Chicago-based jazz sextet The Awakening. And I'll be playing more from Black Jazz in tomorrow night's Lake Junction. And also played you Jukebox 6 from Franz Waxman, which is featured in the brilliant Hitchcock movie Rear Window, which you might have seen, and part of a brand new double CD compilation of music featured across a number of Alfred Hitchcock films. And starting it all off, composer Sven Liebeck with Desert from Nature Walkabout, which you can find on the Trunk release, which is called Inner Space. And somewhere in the middle of all those tracks, there are also Birds from Bulgaria featured on the Bulgarian Nature Sounds CD put together by Virginia Zaharieva. Coming up, we've got that Bjork track as chosen tonight by your tweets and your emails. And before that, the most popular musician in Belize and tireless advocate of archivist of Garifuna culture. From the album Watina, this is Andy Palicio and the Garifuna Collective with Babu.
Oh,
That's Music on Late Junction from Andy Palacio, who sadly passed away 5 years ago this spring. That track, Baba, called Father. And thank you so much for all your tweets and emails to Late Junction tonight. I'll be back again tomorrow night, but of course we're going to leave you with the Bjork track that was the most popular choice. And it's this, Venus as a Boy.
Exciting sounds.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. You're listening to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Another visit now to the BBC Proms in the Royal Albert Hall. Strange place acoustically, the Royal Albert Hall, but one thing people seem to agree on is for quiet music, it can be magical. This is a late night prom from 2010 of Chopin Nocturnes from the pianist Maria-Jean Pires. She's a tiny, almost bird-like figure and seemed even smaller in that huge space, packed as it was with a good many more people than usual for a late night prom. But as Ivan Hewitt put it in the Telegraph after the concert, she seemed perfectly at ease, as if playing for a few friends at home. These are the first two sets of Chopin Nocturnes, the three from Opus 9, followed by the three from Opus 15.